This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Foreign governments evacuated diplomats, staff, and others trapped in Sudan as rival generals battled for a ninth day with no sign of a truce that had been declared for a major Muslim holiday. Sudanese are desperately seeking to flee the chaos, and many are risking dangerous roads for the northern border into Egypt. Fierce fighting raged in Omdurman across the Nile from Khartoum. More than 420 people, including 264 civilians, have been killed and more than 3,700 wounded in the fighting between the Sudanese armed forces and the paramilitary group known as the Rapid Support Forces. U.S. Embassy personnel have been evacuated from war-ravaged Sudan, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
As the warring military factions in Sudan continue fighting for control of the country, U.S. Special Operations Forces swoop down into the capital, Khartoum, loading up some 70 embassy personnel into helicopters and flying them out. There were no shots fired, and the military was on the ground for less than an hour. Once the American diplomatic staffers were safely out of Khartoum, President Biden called for an end to this unconscionable violence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of migrants detained for months in southern Mexico formed a new caravan in protest on Sunday to head for the capital to speed up their applications for U.S. asylum. The migrants, mostly Venezuelans, started their march north early in the city bordering Guatemala, where detention centers have been overwhelmed by their vast numbers. Some said they expected to reach Mexico City in about 10 days. This is VOA News. Kenyan police said Sunday they had uncovered bodies of another 26 people believed to be members of a cult, bringing to 47 the number of corpses linked to the movement found in 3 days. On Saturday, police sources said 21 bodies had been exhumed in Kenya in a probe into a cult whose followers are believed to have starved themselves to death. Officials had earlier reported 7 deaths in connection with the investigation in eastern Kenya following the arrest of a man who reportedly told followers to starve themselves in order to, quote, meet Jesus. One of the most important munitions of the Ukraine war comes from a historic factory in the town of Scranton in the northeastern U.S. state of Pennsylvania. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Steel rods are brought in by a train to the Scranton Army Ammunition Plant to be forged into the artillery shells Kyiv can't get enough of. The plant is at the vanguard of a multi-billion-dollar Pentagon plan to modernize and accelerate its production of ammunition and equipment. It is one of just 2 sites in the U.S. that make the steel bodies for the 155-millimeter howitzer rounds that the U.S. is rushing to Ukraine. The lack of 155-millimeter shells has alarmed U.S. military planners who see it as a critical shortage. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A Washington-based think tank says Ukrainian forces have successfully crossed the wider Dnieper River in the country's south to establish and maintain positions on its east bank. That prompted Ukrainian media on Sunday to hail the reported advances as an early sign of Kyiv's long-awaited spring counteroffensive. The river has for months marked the contact line in Ukraine's southern Kherson region. U.S. Navy veteran Ken Potts, one of the last 2 remaining survivors of the USS Arizona, which sank during the attack on Pearl Harbor, has died at age 102. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Potts died Friday at his Utah home that he shared with his wife of 66 years, according to family friend Randy Stratton, who says, quote, Potts had all his marbles, but was having a hard time getting out of bed lately and was just happy to have made it to 102. Several dozen Arizona survivors have had their ashes interred on the sunken battleship so they could join their shipmates, but Potts didn't want that, according to Stratton. He said he got off once, he's not going back. The only remaining survivor from the Arizona is now Lou Conter at 101. I'm Julie Walker.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.